From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming has declined to prosecute the employee of the Patriot gas station in Blue Lake for killing the person who robbed that business on the night of July 2nd. The employee has stated that he acted in self-defense. No witness statements or other evidence contradict that assertion. The employee also stated he possessed a gun in response to a recent prior robbery at his workplace. In reaching her decision before the person arrested had to be charged or released within 2 court days of their arrest, the DA benefiting from a complete and efficient investigation from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Well, this week, Eureka City Council unanimously approved making 3 city-owned parking lots, one at Sunny and Myrtle Avenues, one at 8th and G Streets, and the other at 6th and M Streets, available for affordable housing developments. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the 3 lots will be the first of many the city plans to release for housing developments, an action deemed needed to help the city meet the requirements of its housing element section of the general plan adopted by council last year. The city plans to release a request for proposals on Friday, asking for plans for housing developments on each of the identified lots. Plans require that each site offer a minimum of 20 affordable housing units, with 5 of those units reserved for low-income individuals, 15 reserved for very low-income residents. Well, 3 additional Humboldt County residents have tested positive for COVID-19, bringing to 157 the total number of residents who've contracted the virus. 6 additional people testing positive but were visiting family and friends here and don't reside in Humboldt County. 6 cases not included in the county's total. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich pointing out that although the cases will not be reflected in the total case count, they further emphasize the need to adhere to safety measures, including maintaining social distancing and postponing or canceling non-essential travel. Northern California Community Blood Bank issuing a statement encouraging all healthy individuals to make time to donate blood. According to the CEO, activities related to COVID-19 have impacted their blood supply in a way that is unprecedented. Under normal circumstances, the blood bank would have held a number of large blood drives at schools, businesses, and events over the past few months. With school closed and so many events canceled, last month's blood collections were down 23% from normal. Bloodmobiles are available throughout the community, and the blood center at 2524 Harrison Avenue in Eureka is open 7 days a week. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.